Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. And on Tuesday mornings, we always get to hear what's happening in Sitka sports. And joining me this morning is Mount Edgecombe volleyball team. I've got Coach Calkins and I have Mariah Martin and Taryn White to tell us about their recent adventures. Good morning.
Good morning.
And did you just, you're headed to state?
We are. We're actually leaving this evening for the state volleyball tournament. The girls just finished playing in regionals in Petersburg the past weekend and won their sixth straight regional championship, so off to the state tournament.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mariah, were you expecting this win?
Honestly, I was expecting it. I always look forward to going to the state tournament. So at regions, I mean, it's expected to play hard. So, I mean, everyone tried their best at that tournament, at the championships. So I'm just looking forward to heading up to state again.
Great. And how long have you been playing volleyball for Mount Edgecombe?
This is my third year. And I transferred over my sophomore year from Hoonah High School.
Oh, fantastic. So do you have some extra strategy because you've played with the Hoonah women?
Not really. That's just where I learned my fundamentals from. But when I came to Mount Edgecombe, I became more advanced and that just kind of took over.
Oh, good to know. And Taryn, how long have you been playing volleyball?
This is my second year at Mount Edgecombe playing. And I used to live in Hoonah, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Wow. There must be a recruiting strategy I didn't know about.
No recruiting. Just the girls just chose to come here a couple years ago, and they've been a great asset to the program, and we've been thrilled to have them.
And Taryn, how did you play?
At regionals?
Yes.
I think I did pretty good. I got all conference and... I don't know, I played hard.
What does that mean, all conference?
It's like all tourney, like the, I don't know how to explain that.
Maybe the coach can help us out.
What it is they choose the six best volleyball players from Region 5-3A and put them on the all conference. It's an award that the girls win for sportsmanship and for their effort and for their talent. And we were fortunate this year that we had four girls actually on the all-tournament team or all-conference team, Mariah and Taryn and Denali and Maggie. So very pleased and very proud of the girls and their individual and team accomplishments.
That's fantastic. And how often do you guys train?
We practice once a day. Sometimes we have morning conditioning, and we usually go for about 2 hours a day. And the girls, they work real hard. And so since they put in so much effort, we don't really need to go twice a day.
That's terrific. And so you're headed to the state tournament, and where is that located?
It's in Wasilla this year. The state rotates it around, and this will be the third year that it's in Wasilla. And it's kind of unique because it's actually in a hockey rink out there.
And is there some retrofitting?
Well, there definitely is. They put a fiberglass mat down over the top of the ice, and then they put what they call a sport court on top of it, which is just a plastic floor. And so it's a little bit different than your regular volleyball venue in that it's a little bit cold down on the floor. And when the girls dive, they don't quite slide. They kind of stick a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness. Mariah and Taryn, have you played on this sort of court before?
Yeah, not before this.
Taryn, do you have any strategies of maybe playing a little bit differently in Wasilla?
No, just
going to play like you normally do. Mariah, any concerns about going up to Wasilla?
No, not really. I just hope we play hard up there, mostly.
Is there a strategy to sort of keep the energy up? You're practicing once a day here in Sitka, and there's a lot of travel and the excitement of seeing other teams, maybe other friends from other communities. How do you stay focused?
I don't know. It's just a type of mindset that you sort of get because it's been happening so often that we've been seeing people from other teams and we create friends. And I think all of us are just used to it by now. So it's not very hard to stay focused anymore.
Well, I'm going to send this back to the coach. That must be because of you, keeping them motivated.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that I think it's a real unique situation down here in Southeast Alaska and the traveling that we get to do to the different communities. And it's really neat to see the friendships that the girls develop. And like when we returned to Petersburg this time, we had been there earlier in the year for conference matches, and we had parents that enjoyed our girls so much the first time that they requested to house them again the second time. And that's really neat. It's something that we're really proud of, that the girls, when they travel, they represent themselves, their families, and Mount Edgecombe High School very well.
That's probably something people don't think about with sports. They just figure it's just about the win.
Right. And it's really, like I said, a unique situation. My wife graduated from Sitka High School, and she still has friends throughout Southeast Alaska that she competed against a few years back. We'll just put it that way.
So. It's fun. I'm starting to see that theme week after week.
Yes.
The connections with parents and students and who's competing. Well, I'd like to thank my guests talking about Mount Edgecombe Volleyball. What's coming up next after Wasilla?
Well, that'll be the end of our season. So then the girls, most of them will transition into basketball season. And then once basketball gets done in the springtime, we play after school with them and do some things to help them get ready for the next season. So it's been an enjoyable time, and we're really looking forward to the matches this weekend and hope to bring home another state championship.
Well, good luck in Wasilla, and I hope you come back and give us a report. And coming right up, we're going to have Coach Darvill and the Sitka High School swim team. Well, we now have the entire, it seems like the entire swim team. It's just a small studio. Coach Darvill, could you please introduce everyone who's joined me in the studio?
Yes, I brought four boys, the swimmers of the 200 medley relay that took first place, state champions in that event. Louis Belay swam the backstroke leg. Carl Brenner swam the breaststroke leg. RJ Miller swam the butterfly leg, and Spencer Combe anchored the relay with freestyle. So those are the four young men I have here with me today.
Well, congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, I need everyone to talk into the microphone when they say thank you. Carl, why don't you give us a little synopsis?
So we started out the meet with a good foot. Most of us, there was four of us who swam on Friday, then who again swam on Saturday, so I was placed second going into the 100 free for finals, and Lewis was placed first, and Spencer was placed fourth in the 100 free, and RJ was placed first in the 100 fly going into finals.
And is this the result you were expecting?
Yeah. They, you know, these boys were far enough along that they could swim through the regional meet. I've talked about how kids had to peak at the right time to make it to the next level. These four did not need to peak at the Region 5 meet. They were training and preparing to peak at the state championship meet. So once they were fully shaved and tapered, yeah, it was, they did exactly what was expected of them. You know, Friday at preliminaries, there's no relays. Everyone just gets to focus on their individual events, and only, you know, the top eight get to swim on Saturday to have any chance to score points. So there's 16 that qualify in every event, and then the final eight move on to swim on Saturday. So yeah, the boys did an excellent job on Friday, and got the work done for the Saturday finals. So it was very good.
And you've had an exceptional season overall.
Yes, the boys have, boys and girls have swam very well. You know, it's hard to stay focused for the 3 months of the season. Swimming can get, you know, long at times, and you know, you're at the pool 3-4 hours a day, but these guys kept everyone together. We had a big boys team with a lot of young swimmers, And these four are definitely, you know, the leaders in the pool, pretty much just leading by example on how to work hard and what to do as a team. So, yeah, this was a very, very good weekend.
Terrific. And I read somewhere someone in this room won Male Swimmer of the Year.
Yeah, Louis Belay every year at the state championships. The
okay, raise
coaches,
your hand. What?
The coaches vote on most outstanding female athlete of the year and most outstanding male athlete of the year. And a lot of it has to do with their performance at the state meet, but also what they've accomplished throughout the year. And, yeah, Lewis's peers of the coaching world in Alaska thought that he was the most outstanding swimmer in the state of Alaska this year. So it's the first time that that award has been awarded to anyone in Sitka High School. So
Lewis, has the fame gone to your head?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. a lot of congratulations to me, so, yeah, it feels pretty good.
And what year in school are you?
I'm a junior this year.
Oh, so you could try and take it again next year as well.
Yeah, it's my plans.
All right. And the rest of the team, can you still swim with him?
This will be all swim club for the rest of the year with him, and then I'll be done saying goodbye, which will be tough. I've swam with Lewis now since he's started swimming, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Really,
so good transition. And unfortunately, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me, and look forward to hearing more about the swim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.